This is numero uno, the top dog, the big cheese. Your number one on the ticket top ten. Number one.
All right, let's break out the Ouija board because we had a big sports event over the weekend. Barry Bonds topped 700 career home runs, and now he is 13 behind Babe.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's at 701 now.
Mm-hmm.
And Babe Ruth at 714 is second on the all-time list, and Henry Aaron at 755. We've done this once before. We've been able to raise the ghost of Babe Ruth to find out what he thinks about the current home run situation.
I'm not holding hands again.
Okay, that's all right. Just put your hands here on the little Ouija thing, and let's move it around and light all these candles. Can we turn down the lights in here?
Okay.
Thank you. Come in, Babe Ruth. Come in, the ghost of Babe Ruth. Concentrate.
Is that how you're supposed to do it?
We need all the P1s to concentrate. Come in, the ghost of Babe Ruth. Do you hear us?
What's going on? Somebody's summoning me. What's going on here?
Yes.
Hey.
Babe, it's...
Who is that? Who is that, you see? Who's calling me from beyond the grave, you see? Pray tell. Who summons me from the grave beyond?
It's us, the musers from the ticket in Dallas.
George and Craig, you see?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, hi, Babe Ruth.
Hello, George and Craig.
How are you?
Why are you doing this? Come on, I'm busy down here.
Down there?
Or up here. I don't know where I am, you see.
Is it cold where you are?
No, it's very hot.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about Barry Bonds creeping up on your 714 and second place on the all-time list.
I can't believe this black kid's threatening my record, you see.
Hey, hey.
Since when are they allowed to play baseball?
Well, I guess it happened after your time.
I tell you, baseball was better back in the day, you see, back before the blacks and the Mexicans took every other high-paying job from here to Kalamazoo, you see.
Sir, we did not bring you on here to be that insulting.
Good old days of baseball, back when you could eat a big steak dinner right before the game and smoke cigars in the outfield.
Were those really better days, Babe?
Back when I would pass out at the plate late in the game, overcome by my own syphilis, you see?
Oh, my gosh, Babe.
That was baseball, I tell you. Not this namby-pamby brand of DH worshipification that's going on now, you see?
Well, I think a lot of people would argue it's much better today. It's much more of a refined
I tell you,
game.
If we had the DH, I would still be playing today if we had it back in my day.
Well, you're dead.
What? Prop up my skeleton and home plate, I'd still hit more taters than that Blackie Bonds.
Hey.
Look, I know that the country was not integrated back when you played, but we're much more integrated today, and your comments are a little rough.
Living up here in heaven is hell. Hell, I tell you.
Why?
It's hot, and the devil's always running around poking us in the ass with a pitchfork. What kind of heaven is that?
I don't think you're in heaven, babe.
It's so hot here. I tell you, it's getting too crowded, too. All that's down here is former child stars and a lot of Al-Qaeda.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you taking this dark?
Heaven sucked, you see?
Oh, my gosh.
Babe, I don't think you're in heaven.
Stop it.
I tell you, we had just as many temptations as these players today back in my day.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah. James would sit in the front row and flash their getaway sticks at me.
that'll take your mind off baseball.
All this talk of steroids just because Barry Bonds has gained a lot of weight. I gained a lot of weight. No one mentioned steroids to me.
Yeah, but you just did it with eating, though, didn't you?
I tell you what, if I did find out that this Blackie Bonds was taking steroids, I'd drop dime on him in a second, you hear? A second, I tell you.
Well, we don't know that he is.
Can I get a plug in here?